Okay. So what's up? Haven't done one of these for a while. I'll just go through. I have a daily blog post where I write every single day. I've been writing the since 2020, so more than 3 years now, early 2020. And I've been writing every day since I was at $0 a month. No, $100 a month, all the way up to today, where I am around half a million per year, so around 42,000 per month. And I've been sharing everything. Of course, not everyone likes to read, so lately I've been trying to record these videos where I just go through last week's blog posts and maybe expand on them a little bit as well. So let's begin. July 24th, 2023. Having life figured out. Was told the other day that I have everything figured out. I was out, I was talking. I don't like talking about my business stuff, but sometimes people ask, and I don't say numbers, of course, but it might come across as something wow. So yeah, I was told that I have everything figured out. But it's not true, because I have everything figured out for now, and maybe even, right? In reality, I could lose everything by next year. Like that is a possibility. You know, it can happen. It's a non-zero possibility. So it's a good intellectual exercise and philosophical exercise to think about that and actually try to pretend that it is likely to happen as well. Because life is unpredictable. And on one hand, you can argue that that is what makes it beautiful, you know, like dancing in uncertainty is true confidence for me and happiness. Yeah, anyway, like the Stoics say, everything you have is borrowed. You don't own anything. And actually, it's literal. If you extrapolate it all the way to the end of your life, it's literal because you take nothing with you. So who cares? That was the first one. The next one is July 25th, 2023. Stoicism versus Epicureanism. So I used to be. I still am. I still am a huge fan of Stoicism. I have a Stoic philosopher on my arm. Like I love the philosophy behind it. However, as with everything, you need balance, you know. And the point is not to become a cold Stoic that denies the human nature, because there's something very. Sometimes you can misinterpret Stoicism as it being embracing your logical side and denying your emotional side, which to a point is actually true, which is why lately I've been falling in love with Epicureanism, which was the opposite school of thought at the same time in the same city. In ancient Athens, you had like the Stoics and you had the Epicureans, where you know, the Epicureans were all about embracing our emotions and our human nature and the fact that we have one life, and maybe the meaning of life is to enjoy this life, you know? So, yeah, the point is not to become a cold Stoic that denies the human nature. It's a tool to try to approach a situation rationally. But we should embrace our emotions because they are what make us human. I'm really in love with Epicureanism lately. That was the second blog post. Blog post number three, July 26th, 2023, changing your mind. I remember once my mother told me that I changed my mind easily, and she said it as if it was a bad thing. You change your mind so easily, Alex. This actually wasn't that far, that long ago. This was like a few months ago, because actually, I should be wearing my sunglasses now, because I had, this was the reason we talked about this. I had laser eye surgery and I was always changing my mind whether I should do it, whether I shouldn't do it. And at some point my mother was like, oh my God, like, just, you know, like, you change your mind. Because initially I didn't want to do it, and then I said, okay, I will. But, you know, I don't see it as a negative thing. If anything, I think changing your mind is a very good quality to have. I know good is kind of a weird label, but for me, it's good at least. Like, you know, it's good to have a mind that is able to change, you know, because the older we get, the less plastic our brain becomes. It's like you give an 18-year-old a book to read, and you can, it's like throwing a grenade in their skull, and you can change your life, their life. Whereas if you give the same book to someone who is 60, it is very different to change their life. Like, giving frame-breaking ideas to someone that's older, it's harder to make an impact that way. But anyway, on the other hand, like, imagine if we never changed our minds, if we believe today the same things we believed when we were 16, that would be scary, because at least I know for myself, like, I was an idiot when I was 16. And now, tying back to the previous blog post, you know, like, I was huge into Stoicism, and I still am. And I am also trying to expand my mind beyond that and embrace the opposing school of thought at the same time, which is Epicureanism. So I think changing our mind is very important and a fantastic quality to have. July 27th, alarm clocks. So when I wrote this, I woke up with an alarm clock, and there was something I had to do, and I set an alarm clock. And honestly, you know, there's so many positives to being self-employed and running your own business and being financially independent and location independent and all those nice stuff. But I swear, at least for me, there's nothing like waking up naturally every morning. It's a signal of true wealth for me, and something I hate doing, always hated this since I was in school, and I assume you too, you know, like, I don't think this is controversial what I'm saying. And then the last blog post for this week is called Photography. July 28th, 2023, photography. So I'm not sure if you can tell, because I've added to my blog posts images now, and I'm uploading an image every day alongside my daily blog post. But I have fallen in love with photography lately. Actually, I bought a camera. Is this one here? It's insanely good, and it has inspired me to take photographs again after so many. Like, I've traveled the world with my phone, and I haven't taken any photos, but with this here, like, I've taken more photos in the 2 weeks I have it than I had all my life previously. It just inspires me so much to take photos. And one thing I have noticed is that, you know, taking photos of other people is that people look the best at their best appearance wise when they are not trying. So when they're focused, when they're deep in thought, when they're not trying to become, you know, like, more handsome or beautiful. And even, yeah, anyway, that's it. So that was the weekly update. Revenue is around $500,000. I'm kind of stuck here, but it was mainly because this year I haven't been pushing hard. I'm planning to reach 1 million per year by the end of this year. We're halfway through the year. So I appreciate you following the journey, and I'll be updating you here every week. So that's it. Yeah. Peace out.